Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Polsat Group results for the second quarter 2013 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today on Monday, the 28th of August, 2013. If you require operator assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, CEO of Polsat Group, Mr. Dominik Lebiedzinski. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, operator. Welcome everyone to the conference call dedicated to the Q2 results of our group for 2013. Let me start with the short information about the most important event of the given period. Fulfillment of conditions precedent for the acquisition of Polskie Media and disposal of RSTV. Further payment, prepayment actually, of the term loan amounting to 100 million Polish zloty. Sale of over 350,000 devices for the reception of TV Mobilna service. Introduction of new in-house produced PVR set-top box. Change in Cyfrowy Polsat brand communication. New claim, your multimedia home should support the sales of the multiple play offer. Extension of Ipla offer, thanks to new content deals, including NBCUniversal, Monolith Films, Discovery Communications. Last but not least, we received the penalty from Polish regulatory office regarding pay-per-view event of Polish football team, and we found ourselves not guilty, and we will go to the court in order to purify our name and not to pay the penalty. In Telewizja Polsat, two important events. We are going to launch new scheduling this coming weekend with the seven new Polish programs, which will support, we believe, our results. New thematic channels, number 23, will enter to our portfolio again this weekend. Polsat Romans, dedicated to women, channel about film and TV series. Summary of operational results, page number five. Number of pay TV subscriber at the end of Q2 at a stable level of 3.5 million users. Family package ARPU increased year-on-year by 5.2% to 48.3, and mini package ARPU amounted to 12.8. Churn rate, as usual, at a very low level, below 9%, 8.8. Number of internet users almost doubled to 188,000. However, I'm pleased to say that today we already crossed the magic number of 200,000. In the first half of 2013, the number of Ipla users amounted on monthly average to over 3.8 million. Audience share of Polsat channels in Q2 was 19.7%. TV advertising market share of our channel, 22.7%. Moving to the page number seven. As I said, very loyal subscriber base, very stable, 3.55 million. Almost 80% of our customers use HD set-top box, and approximately 16% of our customers have multi-room services. The breakdown to the family package and premium versus mini and TV Mobilna is 77%-23%. The slight decrease of the family package subscriber base was caused by the migration of customers that have more than two contracts to the multi-room service, which is, of course, one contract. Further factors of the growth, internet service users, the core additional service, as I said, 200,000 customers. Mobile telephony, with Polkomtel, 140,000 customers, close to 600,000 customers using multi-room services, and HD set-top boxes, which also contribute to a bit higher ARPU due to the extra small charge for the HD packages. Page number 9, our customers stay loyal. We have high customer satisfaction. As a result, we have 8.8% churn, with a breakdown to family package and mini package, which you can see on the graph. And what is very encouraging is that it is in both tiers the same trend. It's not that there's a compensation between them. It's an effect also of a very successful retention program. Our ARPU grows constantly in the family package by 5.2% year on year. To remind you, mini package ARPU tends to be stable because it's a buy through family package in order to get premium subscription, premium tiers. Migration of the subscribers to the higher tiers is the main factor of the growth, but of course, additionally, multi-room and pay-per-view. I would like to give you a certain guidance for the future, because you can see that for the last two quarters, the ARPU was pretty much at the same level. It's a result of introduction of flexible offers. Those who know company know that from time to time we implement such an offer, and stable family package ARPU is a result of introduction of these offers, which we believe should boost this KPI, ARPU, in the second half of 2013 with the, again, year-on-year 5-plus percent growth. Small dilution of the mini package ARPU is caused by the sales of the TV Mobilna. It's reported in this segment. It's also $14.90, the price of the tier. However, in order to maximize the sales during the analog switch-off, we gave a longer promotional period in TV Mobilna than in the mini package, which is also $14.90. In mini package, it's 1 month. In TV Mobilna, 6. On page number 11, we present the audience share of Telewizja Polsat channels, starting from the main channel, 13.4%, and with a strong support, almost 10% of our thematic channels, which gave us 23.2% total audience share in the reported quarter. And for the first time, our results were better than those of TVP group. On page number 12, we present the results which are represent longer term, because you always say that the TV business is a cyclical business. Therefore, you can better observe and the trends and draw the conclusion on the longer periods. Here we have the 14% audience share and 23.4. Polsat channel was number two in that period. However, today Polsat channel is again a leader in 16-49 target group, counting from the beginning of the year, year to date. We believe that the investment in the programming, which we already incurred and which will be presented to our viewers as of this weekend, will strengthen our leader position and give us return in the market share of advertising, which we present for the reported period on the slide number 13. The market dropped by 5.4%. We dropped in line with the market, 5%, And again, the same situation we observe on the 6 months result, 6.5 versus 7.6, very correlated results, slightly higher drop of our revenues is a base of the is as a result of a big base, high base in the past. Last segment which we present to you today is the IPLA, our new service acquired a year ago, leader in the online video segment in Poland. With a monthly average viewers of users, 3.8 million. That includes 2.5 million users of application and website, and 1.3 million users of application for mobile devices, smart TV, set-top boxes, and game consoles. In the first half of 2013, IPLA recorded on monthly average nearly 28 million streams. 50% of those streams were generated by mobile and smart TV segments. The company is profitable on EBITDA levels in September 2012, so it is a permanent status, and the split of the revenues is slightly turning from pure revenues to pay business. Today, 20% of the revenues come from the sales of the packages or on-demand content. The monthly results of this portal are strongly correlated with the launch of the new scheduling, both of Polsat and TVP, because we have the content of public broadcaster. So we believe that from September, these results will boost. But we would like to underline the further growth of online video market depends to a large extent on proactive approach of the Polish state aimed at reduction of the theft of the intellectual property in the internet, which is a disease which is observed everywhere in the world, but we believe that it can be maybe not stopped, but controlled. Now I'd like to give the floor to Tomek Szeląg, our CFO, to discuss the financial results.
Thank you, Dominik. Before I go into more details, first of all, I would like to remind you that second quarter of 2013 is the first quarter since Q1 2011 when we compare apples with apples, namely the results of entities comprising the IPLA platform and the results of InfoTV FM are included in both second quarter of 2013 and second quarter of 2012. Slide number 16, the financial result of the whole Polsat Group. Our revenues were 740 million, up by 3%, mainly due to the organic growth of our retail business segment, which was partially offset by a decrease in revenues of the broadcasting and television segment. Our costs without amortization of 483 million were up by 8%, and it was mostly connected with the projects which we launched in the retail business segment, and I will discuss it in more detail during the presentation. Our EBITDA was 257 million, and we recorded also high EBITDA margin in a relatively tough market conditions of 35%. Net profit of 81 million was negatively impacted by the valuation of our high yields, which was partially offset by lower debt service costs. This is visible. We prepaid quicker the debt, and lower debt service costs are at the moment visible in our financial statements. Slide number 17, revenue and EBITDA reconciliation. I will start with the revenues. Retail business segment added 35 million, broadcasting and television production segment minus 8, tough advertising market conditions, and after consolidation adjustments, I can say that 64% of the revenues in the second quarter of 2013 were billed by retail business segment and 36% by broadcasting and television production segment. The same discussion about EBITDA, retail business segment minus 5 million, but when you deduct TV Mobilna project, EBITDA contribution of retail business segment is positive. Broadcasting and television production segment minus 8, and as a result, 62% of the EBITDA was built by retail business segment and 38% by broadcasting and television production segment. Slide number 18, results of the retail business segment, revenue of 482 million, up by 8%, and we have recorded the highest in the history revenue in the retail segment, thanks to the higher DTH ARPU and higher revenue from telecommunication services, which is mainly connected with the greater users base. Cost without amortization of 323 million, up by 15%. However, when you deduct the TV Mobilna project, the cost growth rate is 9%, and here you have also higher effectiveness of retention programs of Cyfrowy Polsat, which is visible in cost. However, we signed new loyal contract with the subscribers, and it will have positive impact on our revenues and churn rate in the future. Plus, we also shift marketing budget from the second part of the year to the second quarter of this year to be ready for NC Plus merge and NC Plus new offer. EBITDA of 160 million and EBITDA margin 33.2%. Net profit mainly of 284 million, mainly impacted by the postponed declaration of dividend from TV Polsat. Last year it was March 2012. And also the lower debt service cost, which was partially offset by higher foreign exchange losses on the senior, on the valuation of the senior notes. Slide number 19, the results of the broadcasting and television production segment. Revenue down by 2% to 290 million, and it was connected with the decline in TV advertising market, so external factor. Cost without amortization, 192 million, stable cost level as a result of the decline in the cost of collective copyright management organizations and also TV production costs, which was offset by higher amortization of purchased film licenses. EBITDA 98 million and EBITDA margin 34%. Net profit, again, impacted by foreign exchange, I would say accounting foreign exchange fluctuations this quarter positively, but it's changing through the quarters. Slide number 20, revenue structure. Our revenue increased, as I said, by 3%, mainly due to the higher retail revenue, which increased by 6%. What is important, retail revenue continue to grow, mainly due to the growing DTH ARPU. Unfavorable situation on the Polish advertising market resulted in a decrease of our advertising and sponsorship revenue on the consolidation basis by 5%. Revenue from cable and satellite operator fees were stable. Higher revenue from sale of equipment is mainly due to the sale of DVB-T equipment, and other revenues increase due to the increasing revenues from transmission services costs. And on the right-hand side graph, you have the stable business model of Cyfrowy Polsat. 61% of the total revenues were built by retail. Retail revenue. Slide number 21, cost structure. First of all, this quarter foreign exchange fluctuations were neutral to our P&L. Our cost, as I said, increased by 9%. However, excluding the effect of TV Mobilna project, our cost increased by 5%. And I will discuss it later on. TV Mobilna project significantly increased the cost of equipment sold, and as well as distribution costs. Programming costs increase mainly due to the changes in content. This is the effect of adding new channels to the new programming packages, and this is directed at creating ARPU and migrating subscribers into premium packages. Lower cost of internal and external TV production and amortization of sport rights were lower due to the lower amortization of sport rights. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs increased due to the distribution of equipment for TV Mobilna, and also due to the higher effectiveness of retention programs and shifting of the marketing budget. Depreciation, amortization and impairment increased as a result of the more equipment leased by our clients. And there's also the increase of our broadcasting and signal transmission costs, mainly due to the lease of additional transponder capacity, DVB-T signal transmission cost, digital terrestrial signal transmission cost. But what is important here, this increase was partially offset by the decrease in analog signal transmission cost. Amortization of purchased film licenses increased due to the greater number of more expensive films broadcasted on the main Polsat channel. It was the first run. Just to remind you the amortization pattern, the first run is 60% of the cost, the second and third run 20% respectively. Cost of settlements with mobile network operators and interconnection charges increased due to the base increase of our internet user and higher average usage per month. And other costs decreased mainly due to the lower IT cost and lower warranty cost. On the right-hand side graph, you can see the very diversified cost base of our company. No cost item exceeds 20%. Slide number 22, cash flows. We started the year with 270 million on hand, and cash flow from operating activities during this period were more than 330 million. We repaid the loans, not only scheduled payments, but also there was a 100 million voluntary payment and also 28.4 million of the excess cash flow mechanism. Repayment of interest, 85 million, both on senior notes and SFA interest. CapEx, 61 million, and CapEx versus revenues, 4.2%. And cash and cash equivalents at the end of the second quarter, 266 million. And last slide from the financial section, slide number 23, financial indebtedness. Our total group indebtedness was 2 billion and 186 million. When you deduct cash and cash equivalents, for the first time after getting financing, we are below 2 billion. Taking into consideration 2 months EBITDA, or more than 1 billion zlotys, net debt to EBITDA was 1.9 times. This is very, very safe level of this indicator, this covenant. We have more than 40% buffer here. And when you take into consideration other covenants, the buffer is even higher, between 85 to 92%. And last but not least, debt structure changes from quarter to quarter due to the repayment of the loan in Polish zlotys. And there's more share of the euro debt in the total debt of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Tomek. That's all what we presented for you today. And now we are ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from the line of Leszek Iwaszko Please ask your question. Your line's now open.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two questions. On consolidation of Polskie Media, when it will be consolidated, and whether this consolidation will have any material impact on margin in the second half of 2013, because I gather that it's less profitable than the overall business. That's the first question. The second question, also on TV, on TV business, I would try to recognize how, because you are entering a lot of new programming, you're starting a lot of new programming in the for the autumn schedule, how much your costs will grow because of that. You had in first half of 2013, your cost of TV productions were around 180 million. I wonder if you could give us any guidance, any feeling how much these costs can be higher in the second half of this year.
Okay, so answering the first question, we will start consolidation with Polskie Media just after we close the transaction. Because the CPCs were fulfilled during the August, we plan to close this transaction in coming days, which means that beginning from September, the consolidation should start. In terms of the margins, I do not think that it will be material impact on our EBITDA margin.
Maybe one more comment. Our intention is to merge Polskie Media with Polsat Group and keep the channel as one of our thematic channels. So the profitability you observe today, when you're running a separate business, it will be there will be a lot of course, synergies, especially on the cost side, on the human resources and everything, programming usage. So don't look at the EBITDA of TV4 right now in context of how it will perform in the Polsat Group. In terms of the additional cost of programming, we believe it will be slightly over 20 million zloty. But of course, we expect in the same time our revenue share to our shares to grow, especially that we believe that the market, advertising market, would bounce back in the second half of the year. So we want to participate in that growth.
Mm-hmm. And how you think the market will perform in the second half, like -2, -3 to -5? This is what we should be expecting.
It's very difficult to predict because there are in fact a little bit better situations, but it's difficult. I would agree with such a scenario. Mm-hmm.
And do you agree, because when Markus Stellingberg was commenting generally situation on the market, he was saying that generally there's more confidence among advertisers, there's more visibility, there is more like, let's say, maybe, more visibility than just a few weeks in terms of what advertising plan. Do you confirm that?
Markus is telling this because he has a very low base from last year. So his visibility is better.
No, but he was saying about the second half, about generally, about how, what they see generally on the market. Do you confirm that it's like better mood on the market generally?
Yes, we agree. We agree with what Markus said. We are in line with his prediction.
Okay. And last thing, in terms of Polskie Media, can you give us some, ballpark, how much the advertising revenues were in, what was the dynamics of advertising revenues in the first half?
There was the dynamic was a little bit better than last year, half to half.
Okay.
When the market is down -6.5.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
The potential of Polskie Media Group is basically TV6, which is a new channel, which will now have a full penetration in the Polish market. So
yep.
Definitely the biggest growth will come from that channel. However, we have also some ideas how to improve TV4. It will not be the same channel just incorporated to Polsat. We will transform the scheduling of that channel.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Micah Potra. Please ask your question. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding ARPU. As I understand, you are saying that the ARPU is not growing because now there are some contracts have like open clauses, right? So just I want to be sure I understand it correctly. So basically there are clients which
Okay, I will try to explain to you how the typical flexible offer works. We offer to the subscribers a higher tier, but in the first specific period of time, up to 6 months, the subscriber is paying us less money but watching premium tier. And after this specific period of time, let's say after 3 months, the subscribers can decide whether they want to stay at this premium package they watched during the last 3 months, or they would like to go down to the lower package and pay us less. From the cash flow perspective, we do not receive money from the subscribers in the first period, but after 3 months, they are paying us cash. From the accounting period, we recognize minimum revenues from the subscriber in the first period, but when the subscribers decide to go into premium packages, we start recognizing more revenues from these subscribers. And as a result, because we signed new significant number of retention programs during the first half of the year, in the second half of the year, more subscribers will have to decide whether to stay on the minimum package or go to the premium packages. And from our experience, we noticed that about 30% of the subscribers stay at the premium packages.
There is one thing which has to be clarified. The ARPU which is reported is the ARPU on which the customer signed the contract on. Yeah. So, and 30% will stay on the higher tiers. So we kind of decreasing the ARPU artificially because we are reporting only what is the compulsory payment. However, when the grace period is over, we'll start reporting the actual incomes from each customer. That's why, because we started this promotion 6 months ago, that's why for the last 6 months there was no growth. It will boost in Q3 and Q4.
Okay, sorry, just to dwell on that more, so just to be 100% sure. So basically he's paying you more from the day one and then he has an option to go down or he has a grace period anyway?
Yes.
For the
let's say the customer comes to the point of sales and he is asking for the tier which costs 40 zloty. He signs the contract for 40 zloty, but for 3 months he watches the contract content for 60 zloty. Okay, as a promotion. After 3 months, 70% of the customers go down to and pay us 40 zloty, what comes from the contract. However, over 30% of the customers stayed on 60 despite the fact that they signed for 40. And we do not, for this grace period, we do not report this 20 zloty from 30% of the customers. That's why there is a more actual revenues than reported in ARPU.
I mean, actually, there's no more revenues because he's still paying 40.
Yes.
Right?
No, more than obligatory revenues. And in the reporting, we only show the money which the customer is obliged to pay, not what he or she actually pays.
So in the first 3 months,
yeah,
they are paying us 40 zlotys and we recognize 40 zlotys. And from the fourth month, when they want to stay at the 60 zloty package, they are paying us 60 zloty.
Okay. So
and in the
clear.
Second half
so
of this year,
correctly.
We will have more and more subscribers that are paying us 60 zloty in this typical contract.
Okay, so actually I understand it correctly. So now another question is, because you have given that as a reason that the ARPU is not growing on a quarter-over-quarter basis, right? But actually,
mm-hmm.
It should be neutral, shouldn't be? Because there should be ARPU growth like the normal one you had.
But what is the normal growth? It will be, on a year-to-year basis, it will be, as you always say, 5%. You just have to wait one quarter.
Okay, so it's just like a lag.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that was the only question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question at this point, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you would like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions. Oh, sorry, there is another question registered. Your next question comes from the line of Stanley Martinez. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I apologize if you covered this when I briefly dropped off the call, but Tomasz, could you discuss what proportion of Polsat ad spots were sold in on rate card rather than on a gross points basis in the quarter, and how you saw that trending as you exited the quarter? Since you seem to indicate that you expect the market to improve in TV advertising in the second half. And then a question on refinancing. Now that you're
Hello. I'm sorry. We have interruption in the half of your question. So we understand that the first part of the question was about rate card proportion of the sales versus promotions, but what was the second part?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yes, my question was on the proportion.
Yes, we can hear you, but we didn't hear the second.
Yeah, my second question was just on potential refinancing in 2014. Now that you're below 2x leverage, I wondered whether you felt that the company was de-risked enough to where you would potentially have the option to refinance the senior notes in 2014 at a entirely in zloty, rather than returning to the term euro market and therefore insulating Polsat from some of the interest rate or some of the foreign exchange fluctuations that you've suffered in the recent past.
Okay, so I will answer the second question about refinancing. You're right that there is the possibility of refinance of the high-yield notes in May 2014. We are thinking about it. We are monitoring the market, and of course our first choice will be Polish zloty debt because we've got revenues in Polish zloty. However, I do not exclude any other instruments if the market conditions on the euro market are much better than on the Polish market, then I will also consider this instrument. The calculation is very simple, Polish conditions versus European conditions and Polish interest on the Polish debt versus high yield notes coupon, and after having such analysis I will decide. We are ready for both instruments. We are monitored by rating agencies. We've got track record, bondholders know us. which means that flexibility of the company is really high.
Sure, but if you could do it all in zloty, you probably would, right?
Yes, if it is possible and the appetite on the Polish debt is high, I will consider firstly Polish debt.
Great.
Okay, the first
and then on
question,
rate
answer to the first question is that 35% of our sales in the first half of 2013 was rate card.
Okay, and how did you see that as you exited the quarter? Was it a higher proportion, with an increasing proportion on rate card as you got into the later months of the second quarter and so far into the third quarter? Has that proportion on rate card continued to increase?
So it was decreasing proportion from quarter one to quarter two, and it's decreasing proportion from quarter three to quarter two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great, thanks.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay, thank you very much for participating in this call, and I hope you can join us for the next quarter results. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Speakers, please stand by.